You are past the bud phase of a flower. You're actually starting to bloom. The flower is starting to open. But if you stop tending to the flower, it will not fully bloom. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller. I'm so grateful for you being here with me today as I share with you this April energy update. This is a good month. This is a sweet month. I think there's a lot of joy and pleasure that can come from this month, but it is all about strategy. It's about how you go into this month. It's about your mindset. It's about exactly what you do. And that's why I'm so grateful that you're here today listening to this update, because it is going to help you do that. If you are here, it is not by mistake. This is the exact episode that you need at this exact time, and I'm so excited for you to listen. If you're new to the podcast, I am the founder of the Transformation School, where I have so many life-changing courses for you to really dive in and change your life, experience more joy, success, abundance, happiness, everything that you want in your life. You can check out all of my courses at thetransformationschool.com, and be sure to check out the show notes below as I have a lot of free offerings and goodies for you. So without further ado, let's get into this April of 2025 Energy Update episode. Enjoy. I'm happy to have you here today to listen in to this April of 2025 energy update. The energy is shifting this month. I think it's going to be overall a little bit of an easier month, like a little bit more of a glide energy than January, February, and March were. So I don't know about you, but I am really looking forward to that. This month is, I think, really all about mindset, being super aware, being super strategic. So it's very, very important that you're listening to this energy update. And I just want to say, if it's not fully resonating with you when you first listen to it, wait a week and then listen again, because this is one of those months where having the right mindset and the right strategy around what you do this month is going to make all the difference. And that's what we're going to go into in this episode. So let's dive right on in. Theme number one is clean up your messes. Clean up your messes. So what is messy in your life right now? April is calling you to clean it up. When we clean up our lives, when we get organized, it helps us to feel calm and safe. It creates order, not only in our life, but in our mind and in our body. And when we clean up our messes, it creates space for manifestations to come in. If you just think about, if you were to live in a house that was a total disaster versus a house that was very, very clean and organized for a week, your body is likely to be more regulated in the very clean house. And a lot of times, the way our things are around us, how organized we are, how clean our house is, that sort of thing, tends to reflect our mental state. So if inside we feel chaotic, we feel anxious, then a lot of times what ends up happening is our house can also be chaotic and messy. But the interesting thing is, when you clean up your messes, so like if you were to clean up your house, for example, and that is just one example of what I'm going to go into here, it can then have this inverse effect where when your house is clean, it can actually create a calming effect inside of your mind. So it can go either way. When it comes to cleaning up your messes, the important thing to remember here is this concept of like attracts like. So I don't know if you've heard this phrase before, like attracts like. It was originally coined by thinkers like Plato and Aristotle, who discussed how like things tend to attract like things. I mean, if you think about just tribes or friendships, like we tend to be attracted to people that are similar to us. But in the late 19th century and the 20th century, this phrase like attracts like became really popular with manifestation and law of attraction. And when it comes to using it in that context, like attracts like means that your energy and your mindset and your beliefs and your perspectives, the way you feel about life, the way you feel from day to day, will attract exactly that, will attract more of the same. This is why sometimes when people start doing like a gratitude journal and they start changing their negativity bias to a positive bias, they start feeling more grateful and more amazing things start happening to them. When we are really stuck in like a negativity bias or in anxiety, or we just feel bad about our lives, we actually tend to attract in more of those feelings and more experiences just like those. So in manifestation, a lot of teachers will talk about raising your frequency, raising your vibration, thinking high vibe thoughts. And the reason that that ultimately will work is because when you start being more positive, you start being more grateful for the things you have in your life, like attracts like, you tend to attract more of those good things. So when it comes to messiness, if we are living in chaos, we invite more chaos in, like attracts like. So when we start to clean things up, we attract more order into our lives, which feels better again to our body and our nervous system. So what exactly are we cleaning up? This is like really a spring cleaning energy when it comes to cleaning up your messes. However, it's not just our things, as I'll get into it in a second. But the first thing I would say is your house. Like, go through your house and get rid of old things that you don't resonate with anymore, that were like the old versions of you. I mean, do you have clothing that you haven't worn in 10 years? Clear those things out, because like attracts like. So if you have a bunch of things in your house that were the old you, it's going to attract more of the old. So what you want to do is get really clear on like, who am I now after all of my transformation and evolution over the last year? What really vibes with me? What is still me in my house? And then clean out the things that aren't you anymore. And also, as best you can, try and create some sort of order within your home. The second thing you want to look at cleaning up is your offices, your scheduling, and structures. So it's kind of like, where can you streamline your work, or the way that you work, or the order of doing things? Just think about, where in my life do I feel anxious? What aspects of my work or my schedule, or like the order in which I do things, or the way in which I do things? Where do I feel anxiety, tension? Where does it not feel very flowy? Where do I kind of cringe or contract when I'm about to do these things? And then see if there's an easier, more flowy way of doing them. Try and create more ease and flow and orderliness in your office scheduling and structures. And then last is relationships. Now I'm really feeling like for April, boundaries is so important, because so much of the chaos in our life can come from chaotic relationships, from boundaryless relationships, from not saying what you mean. So boundaries, boundaries, boundaries for April. And you want to clean up your side of the street, meaning where in your life and in your relationships can you take more responsibility? Where you need to? Where can you own where you're being messy? How can you clean up your own mess instead of maybe making other people try and take care of your feelings and emotions, or allowing other people to project their feelings and emotions onto you as though it's your job to take care of them? So really getting clear on that. What is my responsibility versus what is not my responsibility? And then you want to say what you mean, and you want to be able to state your boundaries. So as you're going through April, you want to notice the things that are making you feel dysregulated, that are triggering a lot of really intense emotions, that are potentially triggering some anxiety, that feel just kind of chaotic and not orderly. And then you want to ask yourself, what do I need to do to feel more orderly, calm, and safe? How can I clean up my mess in this situation? So let's take a big, slow, deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Theme number two is, look around you. What do you have to be grateful for? Stop taking life so seriously and start playing more. Look around you. What do you have to be grateful for? Stop taking life so seriously and start playing more. This month, you have an opportunity to shift some really heavy energy, some serious energy, some maybe dense energy that you've been feeling over the last 3 months. And you can take that and you can shift it into light, playful, fun. Because here's the thing. Yes, things are hard, but things are good too. When we only focus on our struggles, we attract more of them. Like I said, like attracts like. Where our attention goes, energy flows. When we focus only on what's hard, what's not working, that's all we see. So we have to transform this negativity bias. And by the way, I have a perfect episode on this. It is episode 7 of this podcast, The Magic of Transformation. The title of episode 7 is called Overcome 3 Hidden Biases That Are Blocking Your Happiness. So I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. You for sure should listen to it. This month requires a concerted effort to focus on the good, to focus on feeling good, to focus on having more fun, and to focus on gratitude. The more you can focus on the feeling good, the gratitude, the more fun you can have, the more you're going to attract more experiences like that into your life and more feeling good feelings. Life is better when we allow ourselves to feel good, when we give ourselves permission to feel good, and when we flex that feeling good muscle. The more joy we have from day to day, the more likely we are to experience it. Joy really is a muscle. And just like a muscle, you use it or you lose it. If you want to have more happiness, more joy, more laughter, more pleasure, more gratitude, you have to flex those muscles. This is why like a gratitude journal can be so helpful. Another tool that I'm going to give you, a free tool, is this tool that I created called NeuroBoost Joy. And this will literally rewire your mind for you to have more happiness and more joy. This is like an 11-minute practice. You can listen to it every day. It neurologically rewires your brain to have more joy. So if you were to use this every day for the rest of this month, you will be shocked at the end of the month how much more joy you have. So to access this free tool, this again, like never before given away a free tool like this, to access this free recording, you can go to thetransformationschool.com/joy, J-O-Y, thetransformationschool.com/joy. There is a free tool to use. I cannot recommend that you use this enough to help you wire in more joy into your brain and your nervous system and your body. The way that you really want to think about being more grateful, being more playful, being more happy this month is specifically around moments that you find really hard or really heavy. So if you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious or something happens and you're just like, whoa, this is heavy, you want to think to yourself right then, okay, yes, this is hard, but right now in this moment, there is good too. Right now in this moment, there is good too. And then name what is good in your life. Use the free tool that I gave you. Just keep it in your heart because again, like attracts like. And sometimes when things have been really hard or something, you know, unexpected happens, we can get so sucked down into that. But the longer we stay sucked down into it, the more we attract things just like it. So we also want to focus on the good, and this is where being playful and being grateful and flexing our joy muscle can come in. So you want to give yourself permission to feel joy as much as possible. And then when you do, when you name what you're grateful for, when you start to feel the joy, when you actually go out and have fun and play like you're a little kid again, you want to really revel in those feelings. You want to focus on them, grow them, soak in them. And again, if this is hard for you, if you're like, I don't know how to revel in my joy or feel super, super grateful. That's why I gave you this tool at thetransformationschool.com/joy, because it will teach your brain how to do that. We really have to teach our brains how to do this, especially if you feel like the negativity bias is really strong in you. So feeling good attracts feeling good. And that is a key theme this month. There's an opportunity for you this month to feel good more frequently. But in order to pull in those feel-good feelings, you have to start somewhere. You have to initiate. You have to take action to actually feel good. It's not going to just happen for you. You have to take action to go out and have fun, to play like a little kid, to make your gratitude journal, to use the tool NeuroBoost Joy at thetransformationschool.com/joy. You have to actually do something to start to essentially get the ball rolling and shift some of the heavy, dense energy that's been around and the hardship that's been around and really transmute it into joy. So theme number two, look around you. What do you have to be grateful for? Stop taking life so seriously and start playing more. Let's take a slow, deep breath into that. And a big sigh out. Theme number three is keep going. You're experiencing a bloom. This kind of ties into some past months if you have been listening to the energy updates, but you've been going through like a big transformation. And this month, you are past the bud phase of a flower. You're actually starting to bloom. The flower is starting to open. Okay. But if you stop tending to the flower, it will not fully bloom. So it requires constant focus and tending to keep the bloom coming. You need to tend consistently to your inner growth this month or it will stop blooming open. I'm not a gardener or anything, but I buy flowers like every week. And, you know, sometimes I have these flowers that like when I buy them, they're in a bud and most of the time they fully blossom, but then sometimes they start to open and then they never fully come into bloom. So we don't want that to happen to us this month. We don't want that to happen to you. And in order for that not to happen, you have to really, really tend to what you're doing to help the flower continue to open. Now, how do you do this? How do you keep tending to you as you are blossoming this month? You listen to your intuition and you do what it is guiding you to do. That is like the main thing. You have to listen to your intuition. I'm not talking about your overthinking mind. I'm not talking about your fears. I'm not talking about your shoulds. I'm not talking about what everyone else is telling you to do. I'm not talking about the thing that you think you have to do. I'm talking about what is your intuition guiding you to do? What is the whisper within you telling you to do? What is your heart's wisdom guiding you to do? Intuition is right now the only thing that you can trust that is guiding you. Now, if you haven't listened to the 2025 energy update, which is titled WTF, you should definitely listen to it. One of the major themes in 2025 is the growth of your intuition and the necessity to listen to your intuition. I have an intuition course. It's called Intuition and Beyond. It will change your life. I will teach you exactly how to discern what is your intuition versus what is thoughts, what is fears, what is your imagination. I help you learn how to discern, okay, yeah, what is my intuition? How does it come in for me? Because for some people, it's like a whisper. For some people, it's a nudge. For some people, it's a gut instinct. For some people, it comes in through their emotions. So there's so many ways it can come in. Like, how does your intuition come in? And then how do you trust it? How do you trust what it's telling you and you start taking action on it and you follow it versus thinking like, that's ridiculous? Because intuition doesn't make sense, right? But there's a reason it doesn't make sense. It's more evolved than where you're at now. And I talk about all of that in my course, Intuition and Beyond. Now, I may be opening up Intuition and Beyond in April or May. So if you want to join that course, check out the show notes. There is a link. Add your name to the waitlist. This will very likely sell out just from the waitlist. So if you do not add your name to the waitlist, you may not get a spot. It's a very small course because I work with everyone intimately on making sure that you are really, really growing your intuition and you know exactly what it is and what it sounds like and all of that. It is the most powerful intuition course out there. Again, make sure your name is on the waitlist in the show notes. It's called Intuition and Beyond. How to master this theme number three, keep going, you're experiencing a bloom, is following your intuition. This month, intuition is going to come in the form of creative sparks, sudden ideas. It's so important that you follow them. You may have like a sudden thought or a sudden idea to text someone, start a new project, take an action, go left instead of right, whatever it is, it's probably not going to make sense to you, but it is so, so, so important that you follow it. Those tiny little whispers are what will change your life, I promise you. I can't tell you how many times I've had this like tiny little idea come in and then I've taken action on it, and it has been the one thing that has brought me the most money, the most success, led me to the most crazy, insane, amazing opportunities, has led me to meet new people, has led me to be in amazing relationships. I mean, I can't, like, almost literally everything amazing that has happened in my life has happened because of one of those little tiny ideas that dropped into my head, or a little whisper that I thought was insane and didn't make any sense, but I went ahead and followed it anyway, and then boom, magic happened. So if you want magic in your life, if you want to keep experiencing your bloom, you have to follow your intuition. And also, sometimes intuition, like oftentimes the things that intuition guides us to are time dependent, meaning like there's a window of opportunity. And if you don't follow your intuition within that window, the opportunity will pass you by. So follow it. I mean, can't stress that enough. The other thing that will help you continue to bloom besides following your intuition are themes 1 and 2. Cleaning up your messes, making sure things are orderly, regulating your nervous system through cleaning things up in your house, in your office, scheduling structures, and in your relationships, creating those boundaries. That's going to help you continue to bloom. And theme 2 of looking at what you have to be grateful for, integrating joy and fun and play and laughter into your life, rewiring your mind and your body for joy instead of being stuck in all that negativity. Those 2 themes, if you follow them, will also support you this month as you continue to bloom. So let's take a slow, deep breath into that. And to keep going, you're experiencing the bloom, breathing in through your nose, and a big exhale out of your mouth. And last theme, theme 4. Theme 4 is be adaptable. In April, sudden pivots and plot twists are inevitable. Be adaptable. In April, sudden pivots and plot twists are inevitable. So this month, there are going to be some plot twists. And it's important to expect them. And not only to expect them, but to flow with them when they happen. Yes, sudden, unexpected plot twists or pivots can be really disconcerting. They can be jarring, but every single one of them that happens to you this month is here to help guide you in a new, exciting direction. So you don't want to resist it. You don't want to freak out. You don't want to dig your heels in. You don't want to grip. You want to be adaptable and keep an open mind. And as they happen, just think to yourself, oh yeah, Stephanie said these plot twists were going to happen. Okay, she said the plot twists were going to happen. So what's new and exciting here? When these pivots or plot twists occur, they can bring our nervous system to an edge because they're new. And our nervous system can be activated when something unfamiliar happens. But here's the thing, unfamiliar can equal fear, or unfamiliar can equal excitement. We've all done things that are new that we were excited to do, and our nervous system was a little bit on edge because it was unfamiliar. And yet in our mind, we were excited for them. And we've all done things that we were really afraid to do that we had a fear response to. So you actually do get to choose. And this is where, again, like the mindset and the strategy for this month is so, so, so important. So when you have those sudden plot twists that come in this month, you get to choose if you're going to have an all-out fear response or an excitement response. And in an excitement response, like your heart can still be racing. You can still be like, oh shit, it's just like getting on a roller coaster. The best way to ride a roller coaster is to like be giggling the whole time. And you can be yelling even, right? You can be yelling, like screaming while you're on a roller coaster, but you can also be laughing at the same time. That's what you want to do in April. You want to focus on the exciting aspect of what is happening. Now, with these plot twists, there's going to be a little bit of a lack of clarity when they happen. Like the plot twists are going to happen. They're going to throw you in a little bit of a new direction, or something's going to kind of go off course. And part of you is going to want to be like, whoa, okay, where is this headed? Why is this happening? What does this mean? It's normal to have that response, but in April, you're not going to have total clarity when the plot twist happened, and that's normal. That's normal. Right when we are reoriented, right when plot twists occur, little pivots happen, we don't generally know exactly what the outcome is going to be or what it's going to lead to or what it's going to look like on the other side. That's normal. So just don't demand clarity. Just get on the roller coaster and enjoy the ride. Theme number 4, be adaptable. In April, sudden pivots and plot twists are inevitable. Let's take a slow, deep breath into that. And a big exhale out. Now, before I summarize these 4 themes and set you on your way, right now, as you're listening to this, who pops into your mind just right now? Who drops into your mind? That person could use this episode. So just pause and forward this episode along to them. You don't need to know why. Again, like intuition. You don't need to know why this person could use the episode. Just trust and send the episode along to them. And remember, there's so many links for resources and tools and courses and all the goods in the show notes. Be sure to check those out. And if you are enjoying these energy updates, please take a moment to give me a 5-star review wherever you are listening. Thank you so much for doing that. I so appreciate you. That is how I reach more people just like you. This month, you're in a bloom. You've been doing the work. The flower is starting to open. New aspects of you are really starting to shine. Things are starting to happen. The energy is starting to move. Manifestations might be coming in, but you want to support your bloom. You want to keep going. You want to finish what you started. And in order to do that, you really need to focus. You need to strategize. You need to keep your nose to the grindstone. And that's not going to be all work. It's going to be a lot of fun too. Theme number 1, you're going to clean up your messes. You're going to get things orderly in your life, specifically around your house, your office, scheduling structures, and your relationships. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. When you clean up the chaos in your life, you are then more calm, you're more regulated, which makes you more equipped for the plot twists that are coming, but it also helps you to continue to bloom. And remember, like attracts like. If you don't clean up the chaos, you're going to attract more chaos. So we want to get things clean. We want to get things tidy so that we can attract more order into our life. And we can create more space for our manifestations to come in while we bloom. Theme number 2, look around you. What do you have to be grateful for? Stop taking life so seriously and start playing more. It's time to transmute all that heavy, dense energy from the last few months. It's time to really shift our focus onto the good in our life, onto pleasure, onto the yummy things that are happening to us, onto the things we're grateful for. Again, this is where you can use the tool at thetransformationschool.com/joy. To start rewiring your mind and body to be more joyful. You want to maybe keep a gratitude journal. You want to just shift out of that negativity bias and start really, really focusing on the good, because like attracts like. And the more you can focus on the good and what you're grateful for, the more all of those yummy things are going to start to come in to you. Theme number 3, keep going. You're experiencing a bloom. Yes, you are blooming. And that speaks to all the hard work that you've been doing. But you also want to keep tending to that inner growth, to the work that you've done. You want to keep going, essentially. And the way you do that is you focus in on your intuition and you follow what it is guiding you to do. And you also follow through with theme number 1 and theme number 2. And then theme number 4 is be adaptable. In April, sudden pivots and plot twists are inevitable. They're just going to happen. Yeah, like April's like you're going to a theme park and you're getting on a lot of different roller coasters, but you're not going to grip. You're not going to hide. You're going to open up. You're going to say, okay, yeah, this month, my nervous system's going to be a little bit more dysregulated. It's going to be a little bit crazy. It's going to have a little bit of chaos, but I'm here for it. I want to enjoy the ride. Yes, I don't know how the ride is exactly going to go. I don't know what it's going to lead to, but that's okay because that's part of life. Sometimes things that are unfamiliar occur, but sometimes those are the most magical things that happen to me in my life. So I'm going to trust that the plot twist and the pivots that are coming to me are here to help me. They're here to serve me and they're here to help me bloom. Overall, this is like a pretty pleasurable month. I mean, as long as you can really remember these themes, and that's why I say, like, listen to this episode a few times, as long as you can have the right mindset and the right strategy, you're going to clean things up. You're going to claim the new you. You're going to trust your intuition. You're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have a lot of joy. You're going to be super grateful, and you're going to enjoy the ride. So take a big, deep breath into that. And as you exhale, allow a smile to come to your face. Your life is beautiful. Amazing things are happening. You have so much to be grateful for. So keep going this month, one foot in front of the other, as you trust your intuition and follow through with all four of these themes, and enjoy your bloom.